第一部分，听短对话，回答问题。你将听到五组对话，每组对话听一遍。听对话前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完每组对话后，你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到嘟的提示音后，进入下一小题。
1. What do you often do to help with the housework at home?
Nothing. They don't let me do any chores.
Question. What does the boy often do to help with the housework?
2. Alice, you look tired. What's wrong?
I stayed up last night. I watched TV until midnight.
Question. Why did the girl stay up late last night?
3. What were you doing at this time yesterday?
Oh, I was in the kitchen and helping my mum.
Question. Where was the boy at this time yesterday?
4. Did the two brothers make new clothes for the emperor?
No, they told the emperor that people couldn't see the clothes unless they were clever. They were really trying to cheat the emperor.
Question. What did the two brothers do to the emperor? 5. Which is the longest river in the world?
The Nile. It's about 6,671 kilometers long, and the Yangtze River is longest river in Asia. It's about 6,300 kilometers long. The Yellow River is the third longest river in Asia. It's about 5,464 kilometers long.
Question. How long is the third longest river in Asia?
第二部分，听长对话，回答问题。你将听到一段对话，对话听两遍。听对话前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完对话后，每小题你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到嘟的提示音后，进入下一小题。
Hi, Amy, you look nervous. What's wrong?
Hi, Mr. White. I can't stop thinking about the competition next week.
Don't worry too much about it. You have been working on it for 2 months.
Thank you for cheering me up. I'll try my best.
I wish I could be helpful. Hey, let's go over to my office this afternoon and practice together.
Sorry, but I have to see the doctor then. What about tomorrow afternoon?
That'll be fine. I'll offer help whenever you need. Hi, Amy, you look nervous. What's wrong?
Hi, Mr. White. I can't stop thinking about the competition next week.
Don't worry too much about it. You have been working on it for 2 months.
Thank you for cheering me up. I'll try my best.
I wish I could be helpful. Hey, let's go over to my office this afternoon and practice together.
Sorry, but I have to see the doctor then. What about tomorrow afternoon?
That'll be fine. I'll offer help whenever you need.
Questions. 1. Why is Amy nervous?
2. How long has Amy been working on it?
3. What does Amy have to do this afternoon?
4. When is Amy going to Mr. White's office?
5. What does Mr. White mean at the end of the conversation?
第三部分，听短文，回答问题。你将听到一篇短文，短文听两遍。听短文前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完短文后，每小题你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到嘟的提示音后，进入下一小题。
Once there was a very foolish thief. He wanted to steal the bell on his neighbor's door. When he took hold of the bell and pulled hard, the bell made a very loud noise. The thief was afraid and went home. I must do something about the noise, he thought. At last he had an idea. Ah, I'll put some cotton into my ears. Then I can't hear the noise. The next day he took hold of the bell again. The bell rang loudly, but the thief did not hear anything. Just then the neighbor ran out quickly. He was very angry and hit the thief on the nose. The foolish thief didn't know how the neighbor found out he was stealing the bell. Why did he come out just then, he wondered. 1. There was a very foolish thief. He wanted to steal the bell on his neighbor's door. When he took hold of the bell and pulled hard, the bell made a very loud noise. The thief was afraid and went home. I must do something about the noise, he thought. At last he had an idea. Ah, I'll put some cotton into my ears. Then I can't hear the noise. The next day he took hold of the bell again. The bell rang loudly, but the thief did not hear anything. Just then the neighbor ran out quickly. He was very angry and hit the thief on the nose. The foolish thief didn't know how the neighbor found out he was stealing the bell. Why did he come out just then, he wondered.
Questions. 1. What did the thief want to steal?
2. Why did the thief put cotton into his ears?
3. Why did the neighbor run out quickly?
4. How did the neighbor punish the thief?
5. What can we learn from the story?